R.E.M. fans.
No, I was gonna say a opera written by, you know, the name of the guy.
Oh, from R.E.M.
Yeah, that would have been the joke.
It's a song cycle by him.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that would have been a really good joke if I remembered his name.
I don't even know his name.
Oh, it's Billy something, right? Corrigan?
Yes.
No, that's the Smashing Pumpkins.
Billy Zane.
No, that's something different.
Billy Zabka. Billy Zabka.
Isn't that their name? Or are they just Smashing Pumpkins?
I think they're just Smashing Pumpkins.
It's not
a good time of year to do that.
Smashing Pumpkins or the
I think it's just Smashing Pumpkins.
We're in a coffee shop, and none of the staff knows whether the band's name is Smashing Pumpkins or not.
All right,
Smashing
our review
Pumpkins.
Of Locker Switches starts now.
Do you want to get some food?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Welcome to the 20th episode of Overarching STL Podcast.
All right, I'm Bradley Rolfe.
And I'm David Lemon, and we are on site.
On location in a secret, undisclosed... No, we're going to disclose it. We're going to shout it out.
It is no longer closed. It's open.
It's open.
Because it's the morning, and we're here.
Yes.
We're at La Cosecha.
Yes.
Bradley, where's La Cosecha?
La Cosecha Coffee Roasters Coffee Shop. We are on Manchester Road. In downtown Maplewood,
yeah,
just across the street from the former Shop and Save, now Schnucks, in between, was that Eddie's Pawn Guitar or whatever?
Eddie's Guitars.
And
next to a pawn shop, next, by
okay,
the way.
Those are two separate. I've never been into either. I'm ashamed. I probably should.
That's fair. Yeah.
And
I've been a couple times.
Okay.
They only work on guitars themselves.
Okay.
They don't have any strings or anything like that. They only work on
the
guitars
only
themselves.
Do service. Well, and Skip Gaze is down the street, another really great service place for guitars. More so, like, his specialty. John does the acoustics, and I think Skip does the electrics. And then they also have, like, a little bit of a sales division there, yep, too. But it's also primarily service. Welcome to Overarching, talking about guitar shops in Maplewood.
When we were actually going to be talking about coffee in the first place.
We're talking about coffee shops. And
so it's coffee time.
La Cosecha Coffee Roasters, right around the corner from us. It's David, it's one of your weekly staples, isn't it?
Yeah, every Saturday morning. Right now.
Hey, this is Saturday.
Because we're recording Saturday morning. I come here, hang out with two of my favorite people on planet Earth. One of them, Emily. One of them, Anastasia.
Yeah, they work behind the bar. They are they make coffee. They make it good.
They make a good coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just one.
I was going to say that they make it good, not to say that coffee isn't good to begin with.
But La Cosecha is their own roaster.
Yeah, we're sitting right across from the big roasting machine. I think the technical term for it is a roaster, and it's not running right now, which is great for our audio, even though it's, you know, noisy in here because it's a coffee shop, yeah, which is great.
And the coolest thing about, so the owners, Jamie and Gio,
yep,
are wonderful guys. Jamie and I have had many philosophical discussions, first of all, so he's a far out dude. And Gio is thoroughly invested into his processes and goes to each region in which he has fair trade beans he buys from
these
different
farmers.
He travels himself. And it is, I mean, like anyone, they started learning through trial and error. But this is the best part about how Gio and Jamie got started. Hot air popcorn poppers.
Oh, yeah?
So, you know,
yeah, well, yeah,
that's how they started learning how to roast.
The little thing, it's like it stands on your counter and yeah, it shoots it out. It's got that spout and it shoots it out the top.
Yes, exactly. Popcorn poppers, man. And so they've obviously learned through doing this, and then they
are you saying that they were roasting coffee beans in a popcorn popper, or they were like making,
yes,
popcorn
they became
and
home
then
roasters.
Decided, hey, we should do,
I don't know if it came up like, you know, organically where they're just, it's like, and then like the sound of it, they're like, you know, kernels kind of look like coffee beans, right? Why don't we just do that?
I think we should just go ahead and say that was it and co-opt the mythology of,
yeah, yeah,
their story.
Yeah, because that is exactly what they would want
too
us
bad
to do. Sorry, Jamie. Sorry, Gio. We're making it up as we
strangers are going to come into their shop. Hey, I heard that you had an epiphany when you were making popcorn, and that's why you make coffee now. That's really cool. What?
Well, I just think it's the fact that their whole goal of starting the business was to bring fair trade coffee to St. Louis the right way. Like, just very direct, not getting around anything, just straight through Gio on and Jamie on their excursions through these places, usually Latin America.
Right.
My favorite bean is from Rwanda.
Okay.
And the main reason I like it so much, I'm getting a pour over right now, actually, of Rwanda.
Nice.
I don't know. Who's making it?
I don't know.
Emily, who's making my pour over? Yes.
Emily's
making
David's pour over.
I mean, shoot. I'm so sorry. I didn't want it to be done. I was just going to say yes to either one that was going to make it. So, you know, Emily would have felt bad if you were going to make it, cuz I would have said, "Yeah." We're getting bad looks.
Hey, there you go, David.
I'm getting really bad looks.
Now now they're going to make your coffee poorly.
They're going to make it
to spite you.
Shoot.
So, yeah. Why'd you do that?
What do you think? So, of course, why did I do that?
Yeah, why did you do that?
I attract attention.
So let's just talk about this space that we're in right now. We have La Cosecha Coffee Roasters. It's a little storefront on the main drag of Maplewood. And
there's about, 10 people in here at a time, usually, maybe 12?
Yeah, something like that, whatever. And then, so you walk in, and you see the coffee shop, and you keep walking, and it's this really narrow, long shop, and you keep walking,
it's
and you leave the coffee shop, and then you hit another counter, and there's Great Harvest Bakery in the same space.
So
they're two different businesses sharing the space of this.
They're separate entities.
Yeah, but it's just all this open floor plan, and so you can go up to Great Harvest and get a sample from the breadboard.
Mm-hmm.
What
did we have this morning?
We had like a cinnamon swirl. It was like an apple cinnamon swirl, like loaf. But it was just like this, like you literally, you know, you rolled it up and it was all airy and there were chunks of apple in it and it was cinnamony. And
like
it was
actual chunks of apple in
it. And it was wonderful. They're like, hey, do you want a sample? And you're like, yeah, sure, I'll take a sample.
You're like,
and
yeah, like, and yeah,
they
of course
you off
I do.
A hunk of just like a whole serving. It's amazing. I don't know how it's a sustainable business practice, but it's wonderful. You should come in here and get a sample, and then also give them money well.
Give both money.
They do good. So they really know what they're doing. I mean, they do like they do all like pastries and little breads and stuff. But they also do like just like straight up.
They do
like,
awesome quiches. They do quiche muffins.
They do awesome quiches.
Quiche muffins.
Have you ever? I got like
who does quiche muffins?
They do.
They
Great
do
Harvest
quiche muffins.
And then there's they have a really good loaf of challah.
Mm-hmm. A challah.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Oh, here
oh,
we go.
Hello, Emily.
Hi, Em.
Thank you for bringing us our coffee.
Thank you so much.
We're drinking and
this
impressive.
This sounds
everybody.
Very staged.
It's not staged. Well, first of all, it's on a counter, not a stage.
It's very islanded.
Welcome to the pod.
Yeah. Hey, you're on.
Hooray.
Yeah, we've been.
Is there something you wanted me to say?
This is Emily Bounds. I've known Emily Bounds since. Well, we were both cognitive.
Yeah.
We became cognitive thinkers in the same
year. I was 4, she was 2. She probably wasn't cognitive at that point yet.
I don't know, girls develop faster than boys.
That's probably, you were way more than I was.
You're also
even at 4 years old and you were 2, you were way more intelligent than I was.
Thanks.
Yeah, as she brushed her hair back. Emily Bounds has been working here for how long?
Oh, a year and a half.
It's already been a year and a half?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's crazy.
Okay. Hey, that's pretty rad. And, of course, baristas also, you know, live double lives because...
Triple lives on
triple
occasion.
Lives on
yeah.
occasion. Okay. Emily's the best musician I know.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
What an accolade.
It's the truth.
Thank you.
Maybe not.
I
maybe
appreciate
not,
that.
Maybe Joel.
Yeah, that's
really
true.
Good.
Joel's a really good musician. We were just hanging out with Joel. He was here Thursday.
Yeah.
Does he know he's getting a shout out on the pod right now?
He does now.
Well, once he listens to it.
Well, yeah, I guess in maybe
future.
A couple
he
hours.
He knows in the future.
He'll be listening to it.
Right.
There you go.
Emily plays piano, and she sings, and she also plays other instruments that have notes.
That's true. Yeah.
And she's also a grad student.
Yeah.
She's going to become a teacher.
That's true. These are all truths.
Yeah.
Right.
What outside of La Cosecha, where's your coffee hangout?
Mm. Well, it kind of depends on what I'm thinking of doing. Like, if I want to go hang out and work somewhere, I like to go to Coma.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Coma.
Okay. And something about it being in a high-rise makes me feel really productive.
That's
it's like I order a pour-over, and then I'm like, all right, work. I'm in work mode.
Nice.
But lately, we've been going to Coma a lot. They have Sweet Bloom Coffee, which is my all-time favorite, because they're out of Colorado. So we never get to have their coffee, and we never get to go there. But Comet features them, and so we'll go and get a pour-over of something and buy a bag of beans, and then they have baked goods that are amazing.
I've heard Comet has good baked goods.
They use sea salt on their chocolate chip cookies.
Nice.
So you get, like, salty and sweet.
Interesting.
It's true.
I didn't know that. Hi, Anastasia.
Hello.
Welcome to
Anastasia.
The podcast.
You're on the pod.
Welcome to the pod.
Oh, wow.
Where's your favorite place to hang out at for coffee outside of here?
I really like... Did you just say Comet?
I did. Oh.
Hey.
You can say the same thing.
That means something, though.
Yeah.
I agree with
you.
You
both
like
say
Comet.
That means they're doing something right.
Oh, my goodness.
Guess who just walked in?
Wait, wait, wait. We got to do the normal one. Two, three.
Hey, Mom.
No. He was just introducing us.
This is the second time.
Maybe even third.
This is the second time that Mom has made a surprise visit to the podcast.
She knows exactly when we're recording.
No, it was on purpose.
In the original recording.
They're surprised. They didn't know I was coming. I'm actually on my way to the Mile House.
Yay. Oh, the Mile House.
And our cat show.
Nice work there.
Yeah, so wait, where are you headed?
To the Mile House Coffee.
They
use our coffee. They
sell
La Cosecha
coffee. But I'm coming here to have coffee and then to the cat house. So.
Why are you?
You're getting dual La Cosecha coffee.
I could go to lots of coffee houses.
Yeah, but this one doesn't have cats.
I know.
This is true.
But
yeah,
I want. We have great people though.
Okay.
Show. I mean, what?
Oh,
so
yeah,
weird. I gotta go see it.
Wait,
that's
hold
true.
On. That's
yeah,
a real thing.
Cat art show this weekend.
They're doing a cat art show.
From 9 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Today.
Today, right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not gonna be able to release this in time to let people know that there's a cart show.
But you should come here to have coffee first.
That's true.
Great.
All right.
Well,
anyway,
good to see you, Mom.
Yeah, get some bread, Mom.
Yeah, get some free samples.
Yeah, get some of that apple cinnamon bread. It's delightful. Bye, Ma.
Bye,
Mom. What a
fun guest.
Awesome. It was like Norm from Cheers. Hey, Ma. Oh, that's a snort. I heard that.
You didn't have to point out.
That was a nice little laugh. Okay, so Comet. We've introduced Comet and Coma.
Coma.
And.
There's someone else I should have said.
I imagine you already said something.
I did not say something yet.
Because that's the assumption.
Like if you.
Oh, good job, David.
High five me.
No,
high five me.
High
five,
no.
High five me.
I'm back. I'll
high five me.
Whatever. Great.
If you love coffee and you live in St. Louis and you haven't experienced some, then you don't really love coffee. And
that's
I mean
accurate.
That in like an encouraging way. Like you should go visit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it needs to be brought up that some open location in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you're from Nashville listening to this, it's like I've heard of some before. It's from St. Louis. Ha ha ha.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Outsourced to my city.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Take that, Nashtown.
Right. It's like they're like because Nashville's like super trendy and like. Because our buddy Joel, who's spent time in Nashville living there.
For like 4 years.
Yeah, so he was telling us about this the other day, that everyone in Nashville coffee scene, they are freaking out about some. Like, it is dominating.
It immediately became the
Yeah, like overnight, that everyone starts talking about some. And because they're so good and they know
very
what they're
incredible.
Doing. But it feels real good, like... Usually, and we've talked about this before, like when we hear St. Louis come up in other places, like especially in popular culture, it's like, you know, and like somebody like just like in passing a news report, a fake news report on a movie mentions St. Louis, and it's something about like it's on fire, and you're like, that's us!
We're on
look,
fire!
Look,
we made it!
We made the news, it's negative,
but it's
but
so,
that's fine!
It's so cool to see, you know, people like a really trendy town like Nashville is freaking out about this coffee, like, oh, so, and you're like, yeah, you know where that's from? Missouri!
The place you probably
that's
have no
true.
Idea where it is outside of the city of St. Louis or Kansas City.
Also, can we recap how much of a shout-out Joel is getting on this podcast?
That's true. Joel is getting a lot of shout-outs.
St. Louis thing. It's being connected to random amounts of people and then connecting them to other people you know. It's a game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He might be traveling with Tim Hawkins, the Christian comedian guy.
Ooh.
We'll see.
All
He's got connections with people.
Good luck, Joel.
My St. Louis top three right now.
St. Louis top three.
I think. Yeah.
Okay. When Anastasia gets back over here, we'll have to hear her other two.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do this for days, but yeah. I mean, there's
we're going to sit here and just listen to
the Here's the thing, actually, I would like to mention about why I think that Sump is getting the attention it is in Nashville. So, Nashville has an unbelievable amount of growth, right? For the past 5 years, maybe even getting close to a decade, it has nonstop.
Yeah, like if you want to buy a house there, too bad.
A real estate nightmare. And people move there and flock there because, one, they want to start their music career. Two, just kidding, I'm going to become a waiter to support my falsified music career.
Yeah.
It's great. Good on them. Go, you know, meet people in that community. Great. But be prepared to be poor. The thing about that...
Nothing wrong with being poor.
Mm. No, it's great. I've done it many times. People...
Not to make light of poverty.
Business owners are also flocking to Nashville. When people flock there, business owners flock there. Which means I've got a cookie cutter product that I don't have to invest a lot in, that people that think they're trendy are going to like this product anyways because it's new.
Yeah.
And I'm going to patron there because it's something that no other city has, when in reality it's just the same concept as any other city.
Yeah.
And they don't pay attention to detail.
Well,
so,
I remember when the first Red Robin came to St. Louis.
Oh, man.
But it's just a little like, there's all this excitement around it because it's a big national chain. It's not really special. It's not really, but it's new to your area.
Mom.
And people got, you know, really worked up about it. It's like you can capitalize on that opportunity as a small business owner if you have the legs for it, because you've already built your business, and then it's a brand new market. Rather than opening like a second location on the other side of town, open a whole new town, there's a little more risk, but a little more reward.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Especially in a boom town.
Yeah. And that's the thing about Sump, that some originality and ingenuity came to the city for the first time in a long time, you know. Originality in outside of music, because that's all the originality that city has is music.
Did Donnie leave?
Donnie did leave.
Poor
Donnie.
Maybe
he'll be back. We don't know. He kind of comes and goes, right?
He comes and goes. He might be back.
Yeah. I told Greg, Greg is the manager here at La Cosecha, to stop by. If he does, I'm going to be thoroughly disappointed. Either way. I would like to talk about, though,
okay,
since
we
are
here. What would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about my Rwanda pullover real quick with the creator.
What I want to do before we do that is take, David, I want to take a fake commercial break to swap out the batteries on the Zoom.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Your movie. And we're back. Thanks so much to our sponsors. We don't have...
That's the joke. Thanks so much to our sponsors.
Oh, hold on. Wait,
hold
on. That's
on Blu-ray?
It's on Blu-ray. I just have it on DVD.
I think you're just... This is amazing. Anastasia.
Thanks to our sponsors, the Criterion Collection.
Yes.
I love
the Criterion Collection.
Love the Criterion Collection
She brought out some amazing DVD or Blu-ray, whatever
David,
Bradley's favorite movie.
You're acting all excited about it, but
I'm excited because you love it so much.
Okay.
David
is specifically not excited about Brazil. David, tell us how you really feel.
The country as well.
Well, I wasn't even thinking about that. Because I was thinking about Terry Gilliam's masterpiece.
This
but
is so good, though.
It's
What's
so
wrong?
Very
It's like Metropolis, you know. Only about...
Does it
not
have the
Brazil.
Same effect if I also hold up a movie? Ready? See if it happens.
That's a crazy one, too.
I haven't seen that yet, and I want to,
that's amazing.
Am I borrowing
Lynch.
Oh, my goodness. Because I noticed, like, Tivoli had some, like, late night...
Guys, if you want to go to coffee shops...
For those of you who are not
just to go to
watching,
coffee shops and get coffee,
we don't have
be prepared to talk about unbelievable wonders of DVDs.
Yeah, so
from the baristas.
I was just handed a Blu-ray of Eraserhead.
Oh, we got to put up our logo.
By David Lynch.
Put it up here.
Where am I?
I got it.
All right. I was just handed a copy of Eraserhead by David Lynch. I enjoy David Lynch's work, and I've not seen this film yet.
You are gonna
And because I noticed, like, there's like a Facebook event rolling around that Tivoli was doing some late night screening of this, and I was like thinking about it, and I don't know if it's happened already, but now I don't have to worry about that because I can, you know, on my own time, watch this film.
That is definitely one you should watch.
You need to come over and watch Brazil with us then.
Okay.
So I can not watch it.
How do you not love this?
David, have you actually sat down and watched all of Brazil, or have you just like wandered in while I'm watching it and be like, watch that?
What do you think?
I don't know.
It's of course the latter.
I think David, your first experience with Brazil was probably the Bradley Rolfe party trick.
It was. Anastasia, do you know what the Bradley Rolfe party trick is?
I can't do it anymore because the TV's not in a common space. Or it's so not in like the hangout space.
That's accurate.
If it, which is fine.
If it is what happened at your last gathering?
Not this last gathering.
Okay.
No, and that was the David Lemon party trick with filling the kitchen with grease.
Oh, I meant just like taking everyone downstairs and like
just
watching
there, yeah.
TV.
Oh, no. That was just Mitchell and I.
That was just him and Mitchell.
No, I wanted to watch.
Bradley Rolfe's party trick is whenever people are hanging out in an open space in an area where a TV is also present.
Which is like when you're hosting a thing, when you're hosting
and
a party, a hangout thing.
You may be listening to music as well in
no,
the background.
No, you absolutely have. You put music on for the party, put on party music,
probably
which is like
Floyd.
Something, you know,
yes, you
in the background, something, whatever.
Definitely not Pink Floyd.
What?
Definitely not Pink Floyd.
No.
What's your go-to for the music setting?
Oh, I don't even know. It really just depends.
Within party music setting. Go. Top three artists.
Well, so the thing is, the last time I specifically remember the music that I chose for this, because it did do a sync-up thing. I was at my parents' house doing this, and we had, like, the 5-CD changer from the early 2000s.
Have you seen it?
With, like, Mannheim Steamroller. It was, like, Christmas time.
I love Mannheim.
But at any rate, the point is, you put on music, just background music at the party, and you also put on the TV some visually arresting film with the sound off. And so it's just like background noise, but visual noise as the party is happening.
Of you, so there are probably many of you who are curious about what kind of face Anastasia is making right now. It's not pleasant.
watching the movie. It's just like if you find yourself sitting not talking to somebody for a period of a minute or so,
then you, find something
you have
to
something
about,
colorful
so.
To catch your eye. And
yeah, I'm on
Anastasia's
team.
And then occasionally it does the Pink
the Bradley
Floyd
trick,
thing
you're
or
the
Russian
one that likes
you know,
it.
So you know the Pink Floyd thing with Wizard of Oz?
What, do you play it backwards?
No, you play Pink Floyd, you play Dark Side of the Moon with Wizard of Oz, and like things are supposed to sync up at certain times. You can also do that with Rush's 2112 and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I am a sucker for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't like the movie.
Yeah.
The wow that I reacted to that sounded like a soundboard.
Yeah, isn't that Willy
Wonka?
I was so
ready.
Push the button.
The second one's Willy Wonka on the Chocolate Factory, right?
Charlie or Willy's second?
Oh, I mean, it's, whichever one is Gene Wilder, the original.
Gene Wilder's the only one that matters. First of all, Gene Wilder may be the only person that's ever walked this earth.
This pod brought to you by Gene
that's
Wilder.
Accurate.
Gosh, I love Gene Wilder. R.I.P., bro.
Yep.
Okay, we have already talked about Emily's two other favorites besides Comet. What are some of your favorite roasters in town?
Roasters?
Well, I guess not necessarily just roast. Well, I mean, I...
Well, the original question was... coffee places to go to,
I guess
coffee shops to go to when you're not here.
Comet,
but we can move on to roasters
Coma
after
don't
that.
Literally
just something Comet or what I would ever go to. Coma does roast their own.
They do? Okay.
Uh-huh. I am not adventurous with seeking out coffee since I get it for free here.
That's
true.
A really good point.
Yeah, that's...
Don't talk to baristas about other places to go get coffee.
Right. I used to work in the biz and I had the same thing, so... I worked for Big Coffee for a little while, and then I... Mm-hmm.
So did Emily.
Also me.
And then I moved over to the... I guess it'd be the from the dark side to the neutral side.
The gray side.
The gray side of the coffee
Which
force.
Which is hilarious, because all three of you are currently wearing gray.
Hey.
As they look down simultaneously at their shirts
to see
what they wore this morning.
Caldi's has good coffee. Caldi's is a great company. I enjoy it.
Caldi's is reliable, and that's why I love them.
Caldi's is fine.
Caldi's is now a national chain.
I do. I need to add.
They're huge. Like we think of them as just like a big St. Louis thing, but as far as distribution, they have a really huge footprint on distribution that you don't think about.
I think they're a top five outside of.
They are. I believe. I believe. Last I heard, the largest family-owned coffee company in roasting company in the nation.
I'm a big proponent of, can I get amazing coffee and amazing breakfast? I don't like having to sacrifice one or the other.
Okay.
So for that reason, Coma just got a breakfast menu.
Oh.
And it's incredible. So they're up there.
Does it put you in a coma?
No. In a food coma.
A brunch coma.
Yeah.
But Fiddlehead Fern is incredible and underrated, and it's kind of a gem. I think people are still figuring out about it.
Can you still get it?
It's in Shaw, correct?
It's in Shaw. Yeah.
Is that the toast place, or is that something else?
It's the toast place.
Yeah, they make homemade breads. So the whole place smells like toast.
First of all, the concept of
David, I feel like you've already talked about this and put them
the
down.
The concept of serving toast.
What they do, though, elevates it into a special thing for their restaurant. So I do respect that. They make homemade bread. So, like, already they're not just buying fancy hipster bread. They're actually making it from scratch.
We should open up some restaurants just called Hipster This and Hipster That. Hipster Bread, Hipster Coffee, Hipster Tacos, Hipster...
Why don't we just open one place called Hipster This and Hipster That?
I'm for that.
That's actually a really good idea. It's gotta be niche. Like, really small.
Living room? Did I not think of the living
room? Oh, she should have said that.
Good. Bringing up the living room. Yeah, tell us about it. What'd you like about it so much?
You like it a lot.
Their food is so good. It takes literally forever to, like, bring you a salad because they make their own croutons. I don't know why they would do that.
Like made to order croutons?
It's amazing. Per order, they make croutons.
And they do.
Make is orange. It amazing? I think
because when I think croutons, fresh.
When I think croutons, I think Olive Garden.
When I think croutons, I think just straight from the bag, by the handful.
Yeah, I really don't care about my croutons that much. It's true. But yeah, their breakfast is good.
Tell them about their eggs, though. Their eggs, they poach. They poach them, but then they're soft boiled and then baked.
Ooh.
So covered
like
in milk.
Cheese on it. They used to do this like smoked egg where they like.
I don't know, they put it in. You can't see, but she's attempting to make a gesture of smoking.
She's virtualizing a smoked egg right now.
Yeah. Which I believe that hand motion of putting the egg in the smoker is a similar hand motion of dipping the egg into the dye for Easter.
For Easter? Wow.
Just instead of dye, into smoke. You're holding it over a campfire.
There's a lot of wrist happening. Mm.
With the living room, too. Living room just opened a second location.
It's like right by my house.
Did they
really?
It's on Chippewa, down like just like out the south.
I didn't know that.
Chippewa Hampton area. But they are similar to this setup here, where they've got the living room coffee and craft beer cellar, right?
Yeah.
In the same space. Sweet. Yeah, so like 1 o'clock, living room says, no more coffee, drink beer. And craft beer cellar says, hey!
Yeah.
Good concept.
Who's going to be against that? That's a great concept.
Good, most people would not be against that.
I
am also a fan, if not my favorite. My favorite roaster in town is Blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Main reason.
Yeah, we can't leave them out.
Main reason I like them. I'm getting a really bad look.
You just named your favorite roaster in town. You're sitting in a roastery, and you didn't name the place you're sitting in. That's
We're talking about our other favorites.
It's all assumed. You said,
this is obviously my
favorite. You said also favorite.
This is obviously my favorite place in town. I come here every Saturday.
It's not obviously your favorite place because you just didn't say it was your favorite place.
This does not warrant this discussion at this point in time. I control the content of this podcast.
As a Blueprint fan, do you prefer first location or brand new Watson location?
Is easily preferable.
They opened a location in an old Reliable Brake Service.
Yes.
Thing.
It was called Reliable Brake Service.
And it says Reliable Brake Service brought to you by Blueprint.
Yes.
And it's incredible.
But they spelled B-R-A-K-E for like the brakes of a car. They just changed the letters around.
Coffee break. That is clever. I appreciate
awesome.
That.
They're awesome. Blueprint.
I like the whole alfresco vibe.
Yes.
They have a garage door.
Their cubular logo, that is now a word, cubular, is awesome.
It is.
They have a very, chemistry set vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like stoichiometry is going on in there all the time.
Points for the use of stoichiometry.
Thank you. I said that.
Is that accurate?
I said that to Anastasia the other day.
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
it's a word.
Is like some, I know, but that's like calculating stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, David, you're impressive. Like, move on.
Yeah.
I am science. Not impressive, first of all, but thank you.
Stoichiometry is impressive.
It's hard. There we I are. Forgot how to do it. My chemistry teacher in high school used to tell us, this is how you do stoichiometry. Mm-hmm. And then he would use sounds to explain how you cross things off in order to, like yes, right. He's like, you go, wonk, wonk, check it out the window. And you'd be like, okay. Excuse me, Mr. Brothers. What? All right, shout out to Miss Brooks.
Tell me what you like about Blueprint, though. That was my
question. I like their cold brew.
It's been like 20 minutes.
I like Blueprint's cold brew. The place I used to work, Answers.com, which is now a... I don't feel bad saying this because they just laid off a lot more people that I used to work with. Not a great company. Perhaps one of the worst to work for in the city of St. Louis. Don't go work for them.
You heard it here.
They used to bring in, however, cold brew Blueprint coffee for free all day long from the tap.
That's amazing.
Nice.
That was the best part of the job. Yeah.
Just like roll in. You don't go to the water pool, you go to the cold brew.
It's just
tap.
Like, hey, let's try to be BuzzFeed, and David Lemon's going to write horrible content all day long that
and
actually
then you
is quite hilarious.
BuzzFeed.
And I'm like, you're fired. And I said, great, I don't want to be here.
That's when you need
coffee
a
buzz. Because they're drinking so much coffee all the time.
Why haven't
That's a missed opportunity right there.
Yeah, why haven't they opened up their own coffee shop, BuzzFeed?
They probably will
soon. They could still just call it BuzzFeed.
Exactly, because...
You don't have to call it BuzzFeed.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Because in the morning they just call themselves Bud, and Buzz, sure. And the second half of the day they call themselves Feed and turn into a dinner spot.
So we've hit... Are there any...
A Tinder spot?
That's what I heard.
So we've already...
Hey,
we've
I don't know where your head's at. Apparently
we've already
on
hit,
lots of dates right now.
Just like coffees... Places to go, cool hangs.
Northwest Coffee Roasters.
Let's talk about roasters.
Northwest Coffee Roasters, they've got a couple locations in town. One's in Clayton, one's in Central West End. Something like that, right?
That is where our bar manager started out. So that's how he became a barista.
Your barn manager?
Yes,
bar manager.
Greg, as forementioned earlier.
Call
him Craig, actually.
Not aforementioned earlier.
If you ever come in here, just say... Is Craig here?
Is Craig?
Yeah, he really likes it when people think his name is Gregory instead of Gregory.
Gregory. That's amazing.
But Northwest, it's a good spot.
Yes.
They do
I love their space in Central West End.
Mm-hmm.
It's really deep. You've got kind of a Japanese garden vibe up front. Really simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want others to talk about as well?
Was there more to say about Northwest Coffee Roasters?
I think they've got a quite industrial vibe going for them.
That's true.
If you want the best combination of both awesome coffee and great workspace vibes, I think the Central West End location is perhaps the best in the city.
Also, with Northwest, I did not fact check this, but people who I spoke to recently, who brought it up to me, mentioned one of the most successful black-owned businesses in St. Louis.
That's awesome.
Let me look up who owns it, their name, so I can, shout them out.
There used to be a coffee roaster in north area of St. Louis, and I wonder if they're connected somehow. Northwest, and North County, North City area.
Could be. The other roast, we obviously have Lacustacea roasts here.
Woohoo!
Blueprint roasts.
And when he says here, he means like 2 feet behind where I'm standing is our roaster.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
What are some other, obviously...
Rise.
Others who roast.
Rise?
Rise
roast? I don't
Rise
think they do.
Does roast.
Do they? Okay, this.
Their roastery is separate from their shop, if I understand correctly. I'm not really sure how that works, but...
Rise Coffee, mind you, is on Manchester in the Grove.
Also one of those, like...
That's fine.
I like it.
Some coffee
Last
time I went
there. They move... Yeah. They have several coffees on, offer. But Rise, they moved... like a couple doors down a while ago.
They did, what?
Yeah, and like the original one was like shabby, like it was like, this is the chair from grandma's house that probably should have been thrown away a long time ago, but wasn't. And they had like that furniture up in there. Then you just have like a bunch of IKEA furniture.
It's all
like,
very clean.
But the thing is, the problem is for like a business, something that gets used all day, every day, it just feels cheap. Mm-hmm. It's like I don't know, it's like, It's weird too because it's in a very similar building because it's just on the same street in the same neighborhood.
And it's two levels, right? They have
both are so it's just like you walk in, you're like, if you've been to the other one, you're like, this just feels just off.
It's like someone did the side-by-side pictures of, like, what are the differences between the two.
Can you find
the
six differences?
Yeah.
I want to shout out some place that I've been to on a bike ride before. Mm. It's called Lanai Coffee.
Oh, that's where you can rent. That's where you can rent
Park.
Rackets.
In Francis Park.
Yeah, you,
tell
yeah.
Me more.
You go. That's where you do the. They have the sports equipment rental there for the racquetball courts.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
And it's just fast. You know, fast coffee. It's what you need on the go. It's if you want a shot of espresso, you stop there.
But it's,
you can just hang out in the middle of Francis Park, which is a wonderful part of town.
It was the perfect location, like a city block park. In the middle of a residential neighborhood, like you got houses on three sides, church across the street on one side, nice big park with fields and things and whatever, and then in the middle of that, a coffee shop. Talk about the perfect location
that
for a coffee shop is in the middle of a neighborhood park. Who thought of that? Someone smart.
Someone very smart.
An intentional individual.
I would like one in the middle of my neighborhood now.
I mean, you kind of live here.
I have one of those like streets that there's a few business buildings like mixed into residential areas, which I love, but a lot of them are not filled, or they're filled but it's like real estate, like I can't go hang out.
And that's kind of what Stone Spiral is.
Yes.
Just up the road.
Yeah,
they don't do
true.
Their own roasting though.
They're right next to the park. Does that count?
Who do they use? Do we know who Stone Spiral uses?
I should know, but I don't.
Also, we've also named 3 out of 4 coffee shops in Maplewood, so let's also shout out Foundation Grounds.
Shout out to Foundation Grounds.
They have the best food.
They have really, and like, if you, whether
you're really good
living
cafe.
Room, honestly, Living Room does have a little bit better work.
But Foundation Grounds is, they do a lot of, like, vegan bakery
they
options,
do, yeah.
And their vegan whatever molasses cookie is really good. Like it tastes like a molasses cookie. And
yeah.
So if you're into if you are vegan or whatever,
that's true.
Great. If you aren't, also good because it's also good.
Actually, Stone Spiral roasts their own coffee beans.
They do.
Really?
By
I'm
the
glad
pound
I didn't
or half pound.
Answer because I had no idea.
Fun
I
facts.
Will say Fogro, as I call it, and apparently no one
Fogro.
Else calls
people,
it.
People call
it
Fogro.
People call it Fogro? Okay.
Yeah, they actually have like stickers and stuff that say Fogro and shirts
that's
that say
right,
Fogro
yeah.
on it. So
I used to live directly behind them, and now I live blocks away, so it's not as fun, but they're the best place to walk in and stay a while.
Yeah.
Like they really have that vibe figured out of like, I'm gonna sit here for 3 hours
and
have
that's usually and I've done that before. And that's
yeah.
that's if in this neighborhood, like if I need to sit down for a while and I don't wanna go to Starbucks.
I've run into you there several times.
That's true. So you just back
go.
When I was, I think the last time I was enrolled in college, I did a lot of coursework there.
Sure, yeah. Oh, we're opening Brazil again.
Oh, we're opening Brazil. Here we go.
David, why don't you like Brazil?
Look at this aesthetic.
First of all, I do love aesthetic.
It reminds me a little bit of the Flashdance
I love the
era.
Aesthetic
so
of that.
Cool.
It is
this movie mean?
Quite gorgeous. And I think the color pink needs to be used more in our world. I really do.
I support that.
I support the color pink.
1985. And it's got the dude in it,
you know,
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Jonathan Price.
Let's not talk about Brazil.
He also originated the role of the engineer in Miss Saigon, which was in the early 90s, but that was like
sure.
a yellow face thing.
Sure.
And so it was really bad, but when the
that
show
really
came
bad.
To Broadway,
so
they were like,
so
hey, we need Jonathan Price to play this Asian person because he's a star. And then, like, basically, they postponed production of the Broadway production of Miss Saigon because, like, equity folks, like, you know, protested.
Wow.
So, like,
that's a huge deal.
Yeah. So if you're listening to the cast recording of Miss Saigon, on principle, you shouldn't listen to the original London cast.
Sure.
I love Jonathan Price, but that was also just like
a big thing.
You shouldn't have done it, but.
That's my musical theater fun fact for the day.
Do you get one every day? Is that like a
I don't know.
Only one.
Jingle,
David,
jingle.
Well, you were going to say something about something.
I was going to say something about, we haven't talked about Park Avenue because
Park
they're all over the place. It's just the fact that they have like 5 or 6 locations in town and they have a really big.
Well, and you know what Park
right?
Avenue Coffee is known for?
Gooey butter cake.
Their
gooey
butter
cake.
Yeah, that's their thing.
Love that, and I wish that they would retitle themselves because they do not have good quality coffee. But if you're there for gooey butter cake, you can get a cup of coffee and it's cool. But but they should be Park Avenue gooey butter cake.
Yeah. So I wanted to circle around real quick back to, because you were talking about places where you can get a good breakfast and a good cup of coffee.
Yes.
So what are some more of those, especially because you talked about coffee shop, like good coffee shops that have good breakfast.
Have good food.
Is there any more food-oriented locations that also just do coffee right that you can think of?
Mudhouse, yeah. That's
so good.
Half and half, good.
Half
and half is incredible, but you have to either already live in Clayton or like be willing to walk a mile, because they're going to be swamped whenever you're there and there's going to be no parking. But
I've never been there.
They serve, Half and Half serves Blueprint, so it's incredible breakfast and good coffee. They have a barista bar in the restaurant, so there are a few
places. With people who know what they're doing?
Yeah, so they hire baristas at Half and Half, so that's handy.
Yeah.
Winslow's Home is another one. They have Mississippi Mud Coffee, which I personally am not a huge fan of, but they also have the amazing, incredible, organic, locally grown food menu, and then a coffee bar inside as well.
And tchotchkes for sale.
Yes. It's the hipster Cracker Barrel.
Tchotchkes. Oh, tchotchkes. I heard chive cookies.
Oh. Chive cookies.
When you said chive cookies, I heard churro cookies.
If we're going to talk about the entire region, it's coffee. I mean, I got to shout out a place.
Do it. Don't
on
apologize.
On the other side of the river.
Well,
which Bradley,
river? Which river? Wait,
Bradley, which river am I going to refer to if I'm talking about you on the other
side
of the river?
Because David's from...
We're from.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I saw me out. I
it's
was hoping
actually,
you would say
oh, that. Emily's from the other side of the river.
Emily's done such a good job of rebranding herself.
Actually,
David
this place is actually maybe 3 miles away from the where Emily grew up.
Oh, yeah?
What are we talking about?
VB's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there.
VB's deserves a really big shout out.
It's a chocolate bar / coffee bar.
/bar.
It turns into like kind of a nightclub.
Right next to the Cottleville Wine Cellar, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It's in Cottleville. They
have amazing
chocolate. Like, they have honed the craft, and they do baked goods now as well. They have a huge coffee bar. They do all kinds of fun lattes, but they hire baristas that know coffee. Mm-hmm. And then they also have a full bar. So they do really amazing mixed drinks. They do all kinds of
cocktails.
Yeah, really
they
good
serve,
cocktails.
They serve a wonderful Manhattan. Because here's the thing, it's hard to mess up Manhattans, let's be real here,
but
it's also hard to make them perfect.
Right.
And they do
a good job
of coming
close
to it.
Yeah, it's very easy to make a mediocre Manhattan.
Yep.
Or make a passable Manhattan.
Yep.
That's true. I will let the St. Charles County shout out happen because it's
BB. I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
Well,
we joke about it, but on the pod, we really are, about the whole region, and Metro East and St. Charles County are kind of St. Louis, they are St. Louis.
I am not ashamed to be from the county, but I will tell people I'm from St. Louis, so it counts.
So I want to go back to something earlier, Emily, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody comes to La Cosecha, hello, everyone should come to La Cosecha.
You should.
What are four regions, let's just do three regions, where you buy fair trade beans from that are your go-to beans that everyone should try?
We almost always have an Ethiopia because it's most fun. Ethiopian coffees are fruity, and so they have like a little berry note to them. It depends on what kind you get, but we love serving them just black as a pour over, but Ethiopia mixed into our espresso blend is the best combination. It really lightens things up, so we pretty much keep an Ethiopia of some sort on hand at all times.
Okay.
We really, really love it. But our owner, one of our owners, Gio, his wife is from Guatemala, so our whole...
His wife's from Guatemala?
Yeah.
I did not know this. Okay.
Her name's Vicky, and she's great, and she's from Guatemala, and they care so much about Guatemalan coffee, and he's very in tune with how to roast Guatemalan coffee because it's his personal favorite, so we always have a Guatemala, and we keep rotating it. I'm drinking a Rio Ocho right now, which is a variety I haven't had in like 6 months, and I'm really excited about it. Rio Ocho. Can't roll my R's, but There's several. We just finished the last of the La Providencia, which we really liked. That's our lightest roast that we do. So it's a really, really light roast, and Gio knows how to hone it in and find the right roast profile for it. So it's a good one to have on hand.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what else we usually hold to.
My favorite is the Rwanda.
Yeah, tell us about the Rwanda. Reasons.
Well, the main reason I like it so much is because it's bold, and it tries so very hard to be unique and does a great job of being unique. I'm always just seeking out things that I can enjoy that is just a little bit on the odd side. Yep. So you're gonna like take some like really weird bright flavors in a bold coffee, which yep. is you don't get bright flavors in a bold coffee too much.
Yeah.
And so I get these weird berries tastes.
The reason that is because like Rwanda berries. Is an African coffee, and typically the African coffees have the most fruity note to them.
Right.
And they're normally roasted very lightly because we don't want to burn that fruity note out. But we actually do our Rwanda as a dark roast. It's at 440, 435 or 440. It's not too burnt, it's not too dark, mm-hmm. but it's very uncommon to see an African coffee roasted that dark, and that's why you get that unique flavor that you really like, because it's something very different.
I'm okay with that.
So hooray for different.
Yay.
Nice.
Bradley, what do you get usually?
I usually get just what's on drip today. Yeah. I ordered the Guatemala.
Yeah.
It's very good. Or I'll get, I had, last time I was here, I had your, I forget what you, I think you just call it a dark and stormy, right?
You do. Yeah.
Yeah, just, was it two shots thrown over ginger beer?
It is, yeah.
And it's one of those, you wouldn't necessarily expect it, but it works.
It does. It's a fun mocktail.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Well, if we want to talk about the whole region, as you were talking about earlier, right?
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about the east side of the Mississippi River?
Metro East? We talked about that on the last pod.
Well, we did a little bit, but there's a artisan coffee and tea place in Belleville.
Belleville keeps cropping up as, like, cool things keep showing up in Belleville.
Yeah, my grandma was born there.
Dang, cool things have been showing up in Belleville for forever.
Grandma Lemon, former Harold,
I never,
was born in Belleville.
Like, I never find myself there. We need to, like, carve out some time to just hang.
It's a great
Belleville.
Little joint. And so Balance is part of, I think, they roast out of and they shop out of, I think it was like an old train station. It was like a depot for some railroad that went right through there. I need to look up what the railroad is. But they roast their own beans. And they are from originally Seattle, I believe.
Okay.
So I think they're kind of that whole like Caldy vibe.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you start out wherever you are
and then
expand.
You just pick another city. And
but here's the thing about that. It doesn't matter if like it's not from Belleville.
Right.
It's like it's their own location and they're doing their own thing and they're independent themselves. It's bringing business to Belleville. It's bringing business to Belleville. And they're doing it right. So this place, I just looked it up. So it is an old, the Illinois Central Railroad. It is in a 20th century depot. The railroad was called the Green Diamond.
Ooh, that's fancy. Cool.
So they do all sorts of coffee and tea.
Nice.
And, you know, good for them. I think they're better, more known for their tea.
Okay. Great.
From,
we'll have to
from what
it
I'm
out.
Reading here.
Right.
Okay.
Well, so
cool.
we've had a good full conversation on these. I'm sure, and obviously there's so much going on. I'm sure we've missed a lot of things. That as soon as we shut it off, we'll be like,
tell us your favorite roaster in town and why we need to go visit them.
Yeah, and then, like next episode we'll just like read a list of every coffee shop in town really, really, really fast at the beginning.
Because that's how.
Good and then everyone will know.
Podcasts work.
Yeah. David, any final thoughts?
So hit subscribe and then unsubscribe and then resubscribe.
Yeah, we're trying to cook the books. We're trying to get our ratings.
So if you do that, if you hit subscribe, hit unsubscribe, and then resubscribe, it counts two subscriptions.
Also,
I have no idea if that's true, but my boy James Leisinger told me to do it. So
also,
we're gonna do
also
that.
People say,
what's up, James?
People say, yeah, to on the iTunes store to rate it and review it. Apparently, that helps out.
Yeah, review it and then write a review about it. Say, Bradley and David have no idea what they're actually talking about. They're just talking to each other because they think they sound funny.
Yeah, something but it's like but it's something good to keep the pets company at home when I'm gone.
We have pets?
No, I'm saying that's what the listener is saying about
right.
us.
How do we?
Our
we
listeners
assuming,
have pets.
Are we assuming our listeners?
Every
have
single
pets?
One of our
is
listeners.
Is that our target market?
Every single one of our listeners has pets. And
Emily,
we don't.
Do you think our target market listeners have pets? This is a debate. This is
okay,
a debate.
Great. Perfect.
All right.
It's settled.
Anastasia
it's
says sure. Your vote doesn't count.
All right. It's settled. Hooray.
If you don't have a pet, comment.
If you do have a pet, subscribe.
All right. See you next week.
All right. Bye.